Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very glad that you've joined us today. There's so many energies flowing into the planet at a greatly accelerated pace, and we've really been experiencing this quantum shift over the past few months. So what does this mean for each of us, and where do we go from here? That's what we're going to be discussing today. As you listen to this program, know you're joining in consciousness with people all over the world, and together we're co-creating a chalice of light that is serving as an open door through which all of these new frequencies, these fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light frequencies, will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We're always functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to this unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. And through this unique opportunity, you're going to be the open door for the light of God to bless humanity and all life. And we're going to work together to raise the consciousness and to heal the maladies that are manifesting not only in your life, but in the lives of people all over the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together, center yourself within the divinity of your heart and breathe in deeply. Inhaling, exhaling, rhythmically. Blazing this light of God in through and around you with every breath you take. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath, serving as that open door into the physical world of form. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every other person evolving on this planet. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you, because we are one with all life, and every particle of life on this planet is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. The enlightening information we're going to explore today is being given to us by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. And the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding so that we can progress through these wondrous but often challenging times, reaching into higher and higher levels of our own infinite perfection. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Today we're going to be talking about raising consciousness, the shift from separation to oneness. 2013 is a new beginning. And this is true not only for the earth, but for humanity and for all life evolving on this planet. There is a lot of confusion about what actually happened to the Earth when we aligned to the galactic core of the Milky Way on December 21st, 2012. And there are also many questions about what it means for the Earth to have been birthed into the fifth dimensional frequencies of the new Earth, which took place on December 22nd, 2012. And that confusion is very logical. After all, we are in uncharted waters. This is a unique experiment, and we've never attempted this activity before, and it has never been attempted in any system of worlds. Never has a planet that's fallen to the depths of separation and duality that the Earth has experienced been given the opportunity to ascend through two-dimensional shifts in such a short period of time. Not even the company of heaven knew whether or not humanity was going to be able to pull this off, but we did it. And the God-victorious accomplishment of this experiment transcended even the greatest expectations of heaven. the Earth has actually reclaimed her rightful place in our solar system. And every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the Earth at this time made the conscious choice through his or her I Am presence to move forward in the light with the Earth and the rest of humanity. This is true whether or not the person was aware of this decision through the fragmented consciousness of their human ego. So what happens now? Well, as I mentioned, this is just the beginning. Now it is up to you and me and the rest of humanity to bring the patterns of perfection for the new Earth into physical manifestation. These patterns are flooding in through and around the mental and emotional strata of this planet, bathing all life. This means that they are readily available for all of us to tap into and to bring into our life experiences through our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs. I know that many people were expecting that the patterns for the new Earth would just instantly manifest with our ascension into the fifth dimension. But that is not the way this process works. With the birth of the new Earth, the patterns of perfection did instantaneously begin flooding into the mental and emotional strata enveloping the Earth. But the universal law is that for something to physically manifest on Earth, it must be drawn through the divinity blazing within the heart flame of the sons and daughters of God who are embodied on Earth. This is what is meant by the statement, God needs a body. With the victory of the shift of the ages and the birth of the Earth into the new fifth-dimensional frequencies of the new Earth, the light quotient on this planet is increasing by leaps and bounds every single day. This is greatly accelerating the awakening process that is taking place within the masses of humanity. When people awaken, they begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. As this occurs, they begin to remember the oneness of all life, and they realize that there is no separation, and that there is no such thing as us and them. When this occurs, this knowing motivates awakened people into action, and it inspires them to do something about all of the maladies that they see existing all over the world. This is a very good thing. But the issue is that most people don't know where to begin. They focus on outer appearances, which are actually the effect of the problem, not the cause of the problem. People come to the erroneous conclusion that by changing outer appearances, the problem will be solved. But that is not true. When we deal with just the outer appearances of a situation, instead of what is causing the problem, it is like trying to change the reflection in a mirror without changing the object that is causing the reflection. This is a futile effort, and we will fail every time. Outer appearances will only change if we address what is causing the problem in the first place. Tackling the cause of the maladies existing on Earth at this time is the next vitally important facet of the divine plan that humanity is being called to accomplish. Presently, awakened humanity is focusing on healing and transmuting everything that conflicts with the patterns of perfection for the new Earth, knowing full well that these human miscreations must be transmuted into light in order for the new Earth to manifest in all her glory. Sincere and deeply committed, caring people are rolling up their sleeves and taking issues involving guns, violence, child abuse, sexual assault, crime, war, terrorism, drugs, poverty, affordable health care, corruption in government, the appalling greed associated with economic institutions and corporations. They're taking on hunger, homelessness, and the abuse of power, the inequality among women and minorities. They're fighting for civil rights, human rights, animal rights, working toward eliminating pollution, the environmental controls, and inequitable distribution of wealth. They're fighting against the lack of jobs, religious fanaticism, prejudice, and every other malady existing on Earth. The astonishing thing is that not one of these things is the cause of humanity's pain and suffering. Every single one of these maladies is the effect of the problem. So what is the cause of the unbearable pain humanity has been experiencing for so very long? The cause of all of the maladies existing on Earth is humanity's distorted and fragmented consciousness based in separation and duality. This consciousness is the antithesis of Christ consciousness. It is the opposite of the patterns of oneness, divine love, and reverence for life that are encoded within the patterns of perfection for the new earth that has now been birthed. When every person on earth has completed his or her awakening into Christ consciousness, we will all know that it is impossible to harm any part of life without harming ourselves and every other facet of life. With that realization, we will consciously and deliberately operate from the heart space of oneness and love. We will open our hearts and minds to the patterns of perfection that are now flooding the planet associated with the new Earth. And we will find viable win-win solutions for every situation or every challenge that humanity is going through. We will clearly know that anything we do to enhance life for any person or any living thing will enhance life for ourselves and our loved ones. Just imagine when everyone is operating from a consciousness of oneness and love, none of the problems we are presently experiencing will exist. We will have shifted the cause of those maladies, and the outer world effects will naturally change. Obviously, the most important thing we can do at this time is to assist our precious sisters and brothers in the family of humanity to raise their consciousness from separation to oneness. Then they will know that they are one with all life, and they will live their lives from that profound truth. There are many people who are so buried in their self-inflicted pain and suffering that they cannot even grasp the concept of the oneness of all life. Often these people are acting out of fear and perpetuating atrocities on their fellow human beings. If we focus on their barbaric acts, it is nearly impossible to muster up the desire to help them in any way. But they are the ones who desperately need for us to help them shift their consciousness. When we do this, it will greatly benefit not only them, but all of us evolving on this planet. Remember, we are one. There is no separation. As we are lifted up, they are lifted up. And as they are lifted up, all life is lifted up with them. It will be to our great advantage if we help them. And by helping them shift consciousness, we will greatly accelerate the tangible manifestation of the new earth. They are our sisters and brothers in every sense of the word. And we are here on Earth during this auspicious moment because we have volunteered to be our sister's and brother's keeper. Together we can do this. And when we succeed, God victoriously, in helping to lift the most recalcitrant souls out of the illusion of separation, where they are willing to harm any other part of life, and into the consciousness of the Christ, we will experience the wonders of the new earth and the elation of heaven. The company of heaven has given us a visualization that will help us accomplish this wondrous facet of the divine plan. Let's join together now and bring the archetypes for this visualization into physical manifestation, securing it within the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. We will bring this activity of light to the masses of humanity, blessing every man, woman, and child, and every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of energy belonging to or serving this precious planet. This visualization is raising the consciousness, the shift from separation to oneness. Just for a moment, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention, knowing that you are joining with lightworkers all over the world and the entire company of heaven. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of every person on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, and one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven to assist us in raising the consciousness of every person on earth in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. Beloved Father, Mother, God, we ask that you expand your flame of transfiguring divine love, which is pulsating within the divinity of every person's heart flame. Create from this sacred fire a heart of love. Allow this heart of transfiguring divine love to expand and expand through each person's heart, until it envelops the entire planet Earth. Now the legions of light from every ascended level of being project their love into the divine matrix of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. This matrix is the body of God, within which every particle of life throughout the whole of creation lives, moves, breathes, and has its being. This unprecedented influx of divine love now flows through our Father, Mother, God's matrix, flooding the earth and blessing every man, woman, and child on this planet. As this gift of divine love bathes the earth, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on this planet is lifted into a higher order of being. The light of God now flows into the mental body, the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, the superconscious mind, and the physical brain structure of every man, woman, and child on earth. This gift of light Father, Mother, God now balances the right and left brain hemispheres within each person's brain and activates their spiritual brain centers. Through this activity of light, each person's pituitary, pineal, hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers at the base of their brain are restored to their full divine potential. Utilizing this powerful gift of light, each person's I Am presence now recalibrates the circuitry within their physical brain structure, enabling them to withstand higher frequencies of divine consciousness. This activity of light heals the fragmented circuitry that has prevented humanity from communing with their I Am presence and the company of heaven. The I Am presence within each person's heart flame now creates the sacred space that enables that person to open their fifth dimensional crown chakra of enlightenment to full breadth. This allows each one to communicate with their I Am presence and with the company of heaven on a conscious level while reaching ever higher into Christ consciousness. As I hold the focus of my attention on the light of God that is flowing through everybody's physical brain structure, I clearly see humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies being flooded with this resplendent light of God. This multidimensional, multifaceted, free-flowing, fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light now expands into every cell of humanity's earthly bodies, allowing the I Am presence of each person to take full dominion of this experience. Now all is in readiness. Through their I Am presence, every person on earth will participate at both inner and outer levels in this activity of light, which will raise the consciousness of the masses and assist every recalcitrant soul to shift from separation to oneness. I am loving all life free. I continue to breathe rhythmically and deeply. The legions of light throughout infinity are with me now as I greet this sacred moment from within the peace of my I Am presence. I am one with all life. I now realize that I am one with all humanity, and together we are standing forth as the collective fifth-dimensional solar I Am presence on Earth. I now reach up into the infinity of my own divine consciousness. As I am lifted up, all of humanity is lifted up with me. In this frequency of divine consciousness, humanity's free will becomes one with God's will, and humanity's divine consciousness is claimed here on Earth. Humanity's divine consciousness now reveals the profound truth that we are one. This higher consciousness pulsates with divine love and reverence for all life. Within the embrace of a new frequency of divine consciousness, humanity experiences an endless ocean of light that flows from suns beyond suns beyond suns. And each person knows, I am that I am. I am the open door for this celestial ocean of light. I am the light of the world, and my time of service is at hand. Now this cosmic ocean of light intensifies, flowing unimpeded through humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As each person assimilates this gift from on high, they release into the light all thoughts, feelings, words, actions, beliefs, and memories that are based in the consciousness of separation or duality. The I Am presence of each person now affirms, all that I am, all of the perfection that flows into my crown chakra of enlightenment is manifesting through me now on earth. I am at peace on the new earth. I am resting in supreme God confidence. I am opening the fifth dimensional stargate of my heart. And I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and the powers of light throughout the universe. I am ready now, through a higher octave of divine service, to love all life free. Instantaneously, I now see the truth of every person on earth. I see every recalcitrant soul as a precious child of God, no matter how far their behavior patterns or their life experiences may be from reflecting that truth. I perceive all of their human miscreations and their unbalanced energies as innocent primordial light entering my awareness now to be transmuted and loved free. I happily greet my wayward sisters and brothers in the family of humanity and all of their unbalanced energies, as would my Father, Mother, God. I greet them with love from within the embrace of peace, detachment, God confidence, and supreme authority. Within the invincible force field of God's infinite love, I take these fallen souls into my being, and I hold them in my arms of light as I would an injured child. They cannot overwhelm me or control me in any way, nor do I need to fear them or shun them. I simply hold them and love them until they surrender to the love of God, desiring on their own to rejoin the kingdom of heaven which is pulsating within me. As these precious souls surrender to the light, their consciousness is raised, and they begin to remember that they are beloved sons and daughters of God. With this sacred knowledge, they once again find their proper place in the universe. In perfect divine order, they are set free to live and co-create the patterns of love and oneness on the new earth. Now, as this activity of light expands and expands, I affirm to all life everywhere, precious children of God, come unto me to be raised up into the light and love of our Father, Mother God. Precious children of God, come unto me to be raised up into the light and love of our Father, Mother God. Precious children of God, come unto me to be raised up into the light and love of our Father, Mother God. As an instrument of God, I am accepting these precious souls and their unascended energies into my fifth dimensional crystalline solar heart flame so that I can love them free. I am in holy communion with my Father, Mother God, and as my recalcitrant sisters and brothers enter my heart flame, they are also in holy communion with my Father, Mother God. Now, rather than feeling rejected and thus perpetuating their negative behavior, my sisters and brothers feel accepted and loved as the innate children of God they are. They voluntarily release themselves into the light, and they become one with all of the great force fields and momentums of divine light throughout the whole of creation. I rejoice that recalcitrant souls and unascended energy are finding their way home through me, and I release myself into the peace of knowing my I Am presence is handling all imperfection perfectly. My I Am presence is handling all imperfection perfectly. My I Am presence is handling all imperfection perfectly. Beloved Father, Mother, God, from your glorious heart I came into being, and into your loving day, into your loving heart one day, when my service here on earth is through, I shall return. I thank you for the privilege of having life and for my physical embodiment during this sacred time when divine love and the patterns of perfection for the new earth are being established here and now. In deep humility, I offer you the cup of my consciousness as a holy grail through which the light of creation will flow to fulfill the divine plan, bringing forth the patterns of perfection for the new earth in physical, tangible, manifest form. Beloved Father, Mother God, empower me with the ability to radiate the love of my I Am presence to all life evolving on this planet with every breath I take from this moment forth. And so it is. The will of God is for us to now externalize the patterns of perfection for the new earth. In order to do this, we must focus our attention on the visions, ideas, patterns, and plans that have already been securely anchored through the mental and emotional strata of earth. This can be accomplished by all sincere, practical, and willing lightworkers through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings as we move through our daily experiences moment by moment. The I Am presence is now affirming deep within the heart the truth of our divinity. I am the divine image of God. I am manifesting perfection in my being and world. And for the children of God, everyone, everywhere, in God's supreme name forever. Wherever I am, my very presence. presence in the universe is a constant outpouring and release of God's will, God's power, God's light, God's love, God's truth, and God's freedom to all I contact every day in every way. The long-awaited moment has arrived. Humanity has now embarked on our return journey back to the heart of God. The new earth has been born. The time long foretold by the ancient prophets when humanity will attain our victory in the light has occurred. We need only to lift up in consciousness and to step through the open door into the fifth-dimensional new earth to attain our eternal freedom. This is the age of enlightenment and wisdom, the age when our humanly created, self-inflicted separation from God is being permanently healed and transmuted into light, and our own divinity as sons and daughters of God through the oneness of all life is being revealed. This truth is now awakening within each of us, and change is being experienced by every person on earth in one form or another. Transformation is occurring subtly and deeply at an atomic cellular level with every breath we take. The power of God is penetrating into every electron of precious life energy. This process of transformation has been a dormant seed in our consciousness, but it is being activated now by the tremendous influx of God's light that we are experiencing through the birth of the new earth into the fifth dimension. The seed of transformation is growing and expanding, filling our entire beings with light, lifting us up to touch the realms of illumined truth, thus enabling us to manifest the reality of our I Am presence now in the physical world of form on the new earth. As the seeds of awareness grow in our newly raised consciousness, a blaze like the sun, radiating forth rays of light that connect us with every other light worker on the planet, our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. This activity of light is creating a powerful force field around the earth, an actual network of light. The collective radiance of this network of light is the most powerful force on the planet at this time. It is the bridge to freedom, and it expands from the deepest abyss of humanity's separation and duality into the highest frequencies of our oneness and reverence for all life. This is what we have known as the bridge to freedom. It is the bridge over which all life are now ascending out of our long exile in darkness into the octaves of perfection for the new earth. The victorious light of God has returned to this blessed planet, and the permanent golden age has now been birthed. God's will and power are now pulsating through all life. This divine light is empowering the divine qualities of oneness, divine love, and reverence for all life. They are expanding through these divine qualities, unity, eternal peace, God's infinite abundance, divine order, faith, transformation, and every other aspect of the divine qualities and the patterns of perfection for the new earth. God's will and power are working through each of us ceaselessly to activate within us this new level of Christ consciousness, the remembrance of our oneness with all life. Our strength lies in this greater knowing and in the unification of our hearts and minds with the billions of life streams joining us on the return journey back to the heart of God. As we daily attune to the will and power of God, we become portals through which the totality of God's perfection is flowing to bless all life. As the light of our I Am presence floods through us into the physical plane of Earth, the patterns of perfection will be brought into tangible reality through our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and memories. The humanly created shadows of separation, discord, and duality will be transmuted in this radiant light. Daily and hourly now, more and more of humanity are awakening and realizing their divine purpose. As this occurs, the effect of this global transformation and awakening becomes exponential, and our collective light force attains the critical mass, causing the permanent change to manifest suddenly everywhere. There are critical points in time when the incoming power of God's transforming light builds to great intensity. These points signal the higher realms to begin projecting forth the energy to stimulate spiritual growth within the consciousness of humanity. This is one of those moments. As humanity awakens, more people become aware of these peak transmission periods. These people are then inspired to cooperate with the divine plan by anchoring this incoming light and these patterns of perfection that are flowing through the mental and emotional strata of Earth into the consciousness and physical substance of this planet. This is happening more frequently now than ever before through the amazing synchronized global activities that lightworkers around the world are orchestrating. So let us join together again now at this moment and empower God's will on Earth by uniting our hearts and minds and invoking the full divine momentum of the first solar aspect of deity on behalf of humanity. I'm going to state this invocation in the first person so each of us can experience it personally and tangibly, but know that at this moment, through the newly awakened higher consciousness, now blazing through the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child on Earth, we are stating these invocations as one heartbeat, one breath, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. Beloved Father, Mother, God, I love and adore you. Shine through my every effort of becoming one with you. O flaming presence of light, I am. Let the gift of divine love that is yours alone to give flow through me to set all life free. I ask that I might be love's open door, holding the sacred space for every man, woman, and child to be raised from separation into a consciousness of oneness and reverence for all life. As I accelerate my journey toward eternal oneness with you, I consciously lift up every other particle of life on Earth. I draw back to myself all of my own energies that I am so desirous of loving free, and I draw back to myself my sisters and brothers and all of their energy that they are so desirous of loving free. Help me, O flame of divinity within my heart, to love myself free and all the returning energy. Help me, O flame in my heart, to love my sisters and brothers in the family of humanity free and all of their returning energy. As I am about the business of my Father, Mother, God, of loving all life free. Through God's divine will and power, I am reclaiming all energy back into the heart of God. Through God's divine will and power, I am reclaiming all energy back into the heart of love. Through God's divine will and power, I am reclaiming all energy back into the heart of love. I am the light of God in action, loving all life free. I am the light of God in action, loving all life free. I am the light of God in action, loving all life free. I am grateful to the sacred fire, the most powerful aspect of love that is instantly transmuting all outstanding energy back into perfection. I am again made whole, and I am free. As God's most holy name, I am. I now invoke the power and will and the divine love of my Father, Mother, God on behalf of myself and all humanity. Beloved Father, Mother, God, blessings for your presence in this universe. Precious sacred fire, the most intensified frequency of divine will, power, and love. I am grateful for your motivating power, which directs the cosmic beings, the ascended masters, the archangels and the archai, the seraphim, cherubim, angelic hosts, and the God presence within all humanity. I invoke the full gathered cosmic momentum of God's divine will, power, and love into the emotional, mental, etheric, and physical strata within which humanity now abides. These are the patterns of the new earth, the patterns of oneness, of divine love, of divine power, and divine wisdom. Let the inherent desire to do God's will now expand through every ascended being. Let the joy that is the reward of such service expand through every person's heart. Let the outer mind of humanity accept that God's will, power, and love is the fullness of all good and perfect experiences for all creation. Let the fallacy that distress and imperfection are God's will be removed from the consciousness of all people. Remove the lethargic acceptance of imperfection from the hearts and minds of the people of earth, and help each one to realize that by transmuting these patterns of imperfection into light, they will be lifted up in consciousness, returned to the consciousness of the Christ, manifesting the oneness of all life. Replace these patterns of imperfection by the acceptance and awareness that the all-encompassing love of our Father, Mother, God is now available for all creation. I accept, on behalf of all humanity, the presence of God's will and power, the presence of God's divine love, and the presence of God's wisdom, externalized now through every beating heart. And so it is. In the full power and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am. Legions of God's will, power, love, and wisdom, come now, come now, come now, and blaze and blaze and blaze the cosmic sacred fire of these divine qualities through me. Clear away any destructive activity of my own free will, which might be awaiting the opportunity to rush in and impede my conscious desire to do God's will, to express God's love, and to reveal God's wisdom. Allow me to become and remain obedient to the law of love and harmony. Enable me to be God in action at all times, as I accept this call fulfilled through God's most holy name, I am. I now send forth a decree on behalf of the earth and all her nations. In the full power and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am. We, the children of earth, humbly come to the heart of our Father, Mother, God, to invoke into the physical plane of earth the most intensified activity of God's will, God's power, God's love, and God's wisdom to ever manifest in the history of time. We ask the legions of light serving this sweet earth to absorb this divine essence into every fiber of their beings, and to project this sacred fire into the heart flame and the conscious mind of every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet. Blaze the cosmic flames of God's will, power, love, and wisdom through each of these souls, and clear away any destructive activity of their own free will, which is still reflecting a separation of duality consciousness. Seal every soul individually and collectively in the radiance of God's will, power, love, and wisdom, and reveal through illumination's flame the divine purpose and plan for each person on earth, and give each one the spiritual courage to fulfill their individual facet of the divine plan perfectly. Let the will of God be manifest on earth now, in, through, and around every evolving soul, now and forever. Let the light of God that is eternally victorious illumine and lead all humanity everywhere. I consciously accept this manifesting now, even as I call. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Great ascended host of light, beloved Father, Mother, God, beloved I am presence within all humanity, I thank you for the fulfillment of this divine fiat, and I decree in the name of God, I am, I am, I am that I am. Feeling these activities of life that we have empowered this sacred and holy day, securely anchored within the heart flame of every man, woman, and child, through their I Am presence, in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and his or her highest good, we gently return our attention. attention to the room, knowing that these activities of life will increase daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath we take. As these energies are assimilated into your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today. If you are interested in additional information or more understanding about the beings of light and the activities that are available for all of us to utilize to add to the light of the world, please go to our website, eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.